Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros, and welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 73. Today, we're going to talk about the biggest complaints that people have about service companies and how you can use those to your benefit to grow your business. The motivation for this episode comes from a couple of contractors I hired recently to do some work on our home as we get ready to sell it. I continue to be just amazed, really, at how bad some service companies are at customer service and cleaning up after their work. It just is mind-boggling. So back in episode number 67, which was an interview with House Call Pro's Chief Operating Officer Brooks Pettis, he said something that will stick with me forever, and I hope it has the same effect on you. So I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but he said something like, "Hey, me and my wife, we're not going to know how great you are at your trade, right? We're just going to know if the jobs you did fixed the problem we had or accomplished the desire we wanted. Does it work the way it was supposed to when we turn on the switch, pretty much, right? But what we are absolutely going to know and judge you and every other contractor by are all the little things. Did you communicate well? How easy is it to reach a human being and get good customer service on the phone? How many calls did I have to make to get your attention or desired result? Did you arrive when you said you would? Were you courteous to the homeowners? Did you respect their property as if it was your own? Did you smile? Were you friendly? Were you clean? Did you finish on time? Did you clean up after you were done? Did your vehicle leave stains out on the street? Did you ask first before you parked in their driveway? Did the customer get what they paid for? Did the reality they'll experience match the promises that you made? Was the work done right and will it last a long time? Or will they have to get it fixed pretty soon? If you have to come back to finish or repair something, did that happen in a real timely manner? And was the price fair?" These are the things that your customers are going to measure you by, not just if what you came to do actually works now or not. According to Consumer Reports, here are the top five complaints that people have about home service companies or contractors. Number one, can't get a human on the phone. Number two, failure to show up on time. Number three, the job was rushed and not done properly. Number four, the contractor did not listen to or understand the customer's request. And number five, the contractor left a mess behind. Cost overruns, oddly enough, were at the very bottom of the list on Consumer Reports' complaints of people against contractors. So price was way down the list. So you hear these over and over again, and yet they still dominate the service contractors industry, right? The industry has a terrible reputation because of these common issues, but they also represent a gigantic opportunity for your company to stand out from your competitors and shine in the eyes of your customers. Your goal should be to turn each one of these issues into an actual selling point and a chance to earn loyal customers who come back to you in the future for more business and are more than happy to recommend you to their family, friends, and associates. So let's look at some things you can possibly do here. Step number one, of course, we're going to answer those top five complaints, right? Step number one, make sure the phone gets answered by a friendly, knowledgeable human being. And if that can't be you or an in-house customer service rep, then get a solid, reputable call center, customer service company, to do it for you. Help train that company to be friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable about your services and your calendar. Step number two, be on time, right? Communicate with customers that you're on your way If you have to reschedule, try not to. If you must, then communicate that ASAP to the customer and consider giving them something extra for the delay and scheduling changes that you had to make. Who knows what they had to shuffle to make your appointment, and now you're telling them that you can't make it. That's really not cool. So figure out some way to make it up to them. But remember that basically people look at it as you keeping your promise, and rescheduling is like breaking your promise. And so you're going to lose some trust. So a operating system, like a customer relationship management tool, an operating system for your company, can notify clients that the truck's on the way. They can watch the GPS as the truck is on its way to the house and how far they are away. So you can use software and automation to help solve this problem as well. But also know that, again, people look at the appointment as you keeping your promise. And again, rescheduling it is breaking that and losing trust. And when you're losing trust, you're losing referrals, reviews, case studies, all these other opportunities, repeat business, etc. All right, step number three is simple. Don't rush. Jobs you rush through are never going to be done perfectly, and then you're going to have to come back more than likely for another visit, and that becomes the most expensive way to do business. Go listen to episode numbers 27. It's a real short one titled Quality is Free, right? So the fast and rushed way is almost always the most expensive way. Slow down and give every client your full attention and absolute best. Anything else will cost you more in the long run and have you lose repeat business and referrals. So slow the hell down. Give each customer everything you got. Busy, chattering minds are all too common and no good for business either. So maybe you learn to meditate, quiet your mind, focus better, calm yourself to enjoy your day and work better, no matter what pressing issues are at hand. Step number four, listen to the customer. Most people love talking, but are really bad at listening. Homeowners say not listening is the fourth biggest complaint they have about contractors. Crazy. So just by listening to them and valuing what they have to say and what they want is all you have to do to impress tons of customers. Nothing else. So guess what? Just by listening, in addition, you'll discover their true needs and desires and will probably discover additional work that they'd like you to do. It's their home and they're personally attached to it. So listen to what they want to be done inside their own home and then deliver them their desires, not yours. Step number five, which always blows my mind. It's not only to clean up after you've done the work, but you should have standardized procedure that every one of your service techs must follow. So wear booties upon entering. Keep the work area clean. Protect all surfaces from your tools and your work. Don't scratch things up. Clean the area when you're done and make sure nothing is left behind. Have cleansers on the trucks, but first ask the homeowner if it's okay to use them on the area you were just working on, right? Sanitize the area. Make it look better than before you came there. Even before any damn pandemic, the best companies did this. Now it should be mandatory, right? So if you're in Southern California, there's a plumbing company that advertises on the radio all the time, and their entire pitch is that they're the smell-good plumber. They took a common negative that lots of plumbers are known to not always be clean or smell very well when they come to a house, and they turned that into their entire marketing campaign. Something as simple as being clean is a great selling point in the plumbing industry. That's how bad the home services reputation is. That's how low the bar is to beat. So lastly, I would recommend that you use some sort of automated reputation management system that allows for customer feedback. Getting feedback from customers is essential to discovering where improvements can be made. You're not out in the field with all your service techs. You're not listening to every call. Maybe you are. You should be taping calls and listening to your CSRs. So surveying your customers on occasion and asking them what you could do to be the best service company they've ever seen in their life is a good practice also. As a bonus, rather, I would say that surprise them at the end. Leave them with some type of ad specialty product when you're done. So you can look for like ad specialty products in your industry. Put your logo on and give to each customer. Put something that's fun or useful or interesting. Make it stand out. So simply by providing the very basics of good quality customer service communications, and being on time and being clean, your service company can shine and separate yourself as far superior to the competition and then highlight it in your marketing. What creative tagline can your company come up with to show clients that you care about all those little things that they really care about? All right, I hope that helped some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button to help the little algorithm like us. Subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.